This is the She is Wise and Woo podcast with Ellie and Erin, bringing actionable tools and tips every week for busy women looking to live a more purposeful life. Join us as we share practical ways to support your wellness so that you can know yourself better, like yourself more, and trust yourself fully. Hello and welcome to She is Wise and Woo. I am one of your hosts, Ellie, and my fabulous colleague, business partner and great friend, Erin, is the other one. Say hello to everybody, Erin.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, well done. She still does what she's told. Yippee! I'm winning at life. That is something I am very grateful for. So today we thought we would dive into the power of gratitude. And we've had conversations around this before, but with it coming up to Thanksgiving soon, we thought it was a kind of tie-in with where we are in the world. And actually just to discuss how it can really benefit a whole host of different things, really. It's got so many advantages, but we don't always realize it. And certainly for me, gratitude seemed like this sort of slightly odd concept, if I'm completely honest, when I first came across it. I was like, why does being thankful for stuff make any difference to my life whatsoever? And yet, certainly through my own experiences with a bit of anxiety, with my own experiences of just life, actually gratitude is really, really helpful. But like always, I will send it over to Erin. What's gratitude mean for you, my friend, and how much have you like used it in the past? Is it something you use more than you used to? Tell me what comes forward when I use that word.
I think when I think about gratitude, often I think about the people in my life rather than the concept of gratitude. So I'm always grateful for the people that I have in my life and what they bring to my life and the fact that I'm connected to them and all of that sort of stuff. And I regularly tell them that. So that's probably the most basic gratitude practice that I have, is just loving the people that I am connected to and telling them that I'm grateful for them. I haven't always been particularly fond of gratitude, if I'm honest. I think there are times in my life where gratitude has been almost used as a form of gaslighting, where it's like, oh, just be grateful. You know, you should be grateful. And I remember hearing that as a child a lot, like, just be grateful that you're not this, or just be grateful that you haven't got this, or just be grateful that you are that, you know, whatever. And I think that it did for a long, long time colour the way that I saw gratitude as a practice. But I recognise now that it is something that it instantly raises your vibration when you're doing it. And the energy of gratitude is very close to the energy of love, I think. And so being able to bring yourself into that space and remind yourself about gratitude and use it as a practice, it does change the way that you go about your world and go about, you know, being with the people that you're with and doing the things that you do and all of that sort of stuff. So I'm not sure if that answers your question, but that's what I had to say about it.
No, it absolutely did. I think you make some really good points there. And like you, I distinctly remember being told I should be grateful that you're not a starving child in Africa was one that always came across, you know, when I didn't want to eat something, you know, that mum had created from God only knows what for dinner. And I think you're right. It was almost sort of used as a bit of a threat hanging over you, that if you're not grateful, then, you know, that doesn't make you a good person. But I think what's nice now is that has really changed. Well, it certainly has changed in my mind and the spaces that I tend to be in now. It feels like a much more positive thing. And it's certainly, we use it as a very positive type of practice with our children to really get them to try and encourage it. Interestingly, you know, talking about that sort of threat, you should be grateful. I definitely do find myself saying that to my children sometimes. And it's a really good reminder that perhaps that's not a helpful thing to say. But But I really came across it as a practice rather than just a you should be grateful type of thing, which I think often came through in a lot of religious spaces, which again, you know, ends up being power and control, which makes it all feel a little bit yucky as far as I'm concerned. But it was very much when I remember the the moment I heard it, I was pushing Emily in a pushchair walking around Leeds. We were there for the Cricket World Cup, the Women's Cricket World Cup, some sort of game. We were there. I was at university in Leeds, so I decided, oh, it'd be really nice to walk from the city centre out to Headingley, where I used to have a house, and go and see my old house. And, you know, Matt was at cricket all day, so I had a got Ems would have been about 18 months, and so had her strapped in the buggy and would just walk miles. And I remember listening to Brené Brown's Power of Vulnerability. It was the first audio book that I'd really listened to for a long time. And I just remember walking down the hill past the university in Leeds, and just her talking about how she used gratitude to deal with her catastrophizing. And it just suddenly like made sense to me. I suddenly saw the opportunities and the possibility of how it could help me deal with something that I was going through at the time. I was dealing with a lot of anxiety. There were a lot of catastrophizing thoughts going around my mind a lot of the time. You know, my headspace, I wasn't working at the time. I was stuck in a hotel with a small child a lot of the time. So there was plenty of time for my thoughts to not be my friends. And I certainly hadn't done as much work as I have done now in terms of being able to reflect that, you know, thoughts are just simply trying to make sense of what's going on around you rather than being the actual reality. But just having that moment of clarity around what gratitude could help me with changed it so much. And I started bringing it in, and it genuinely helped me. It still helps me now when I feel anxious. I literally just have to go into that space of listing as many things as possible that I'm grateful for. And it will be the big stuff and also the little tiny stuff as well, because sometimes I need that list to be long.
Yeah, I think that's the interesting thing about gratitude for me, is that a lot of people think that if it's not a big, bold thing that you're you know, expressing gratitude for, then it's not worthy. You know, like, oh, I'm so grateful, you know, and I've heard it, and I think there's an element for me of like it's a little bit naff, I suppose, for want of a better way of describing it, when people are like, you know, when I, you know, got woken up at 5 a.m. by my children, I'm grateful that I have children to wake me up at 5 a.m. I'm like, in that moment, I'm really fucking not. I'm really not grateful at all. And nothing that you say is going to make me grateful that at 5 a.m. my children are jumping up and down fighting with each other. So, you know, like I think the challenge around that is how do we take the big things and be grateful for them, but also the small things, because ultimately when we express gratitude and we are in that energy of gratitude, that's kind of the signpost for the universe that says, hey, I want more of this. Mm-hmm. Right. And so, like, when I sit there and I'm like, well, I'm really grateful that my children woke me up at 5 a.m. because that means I have children, I'm like, don't think I want to signpost that for the universe just quietly. I think I'll flag the gratitude
but you're
around
such
that.
A morning person.
No. 5 o'clock in the morning is pretty much still yesterday. And so I think it's important that we are mindful about our gratitude practice as well. And that's what I love about how you do it, is that, like, I know that you're really mindful about it. You don't just choose things for the sake of choosing them or because it reframes something negative. It actually has a meaningful purpose in the way that you go about it. And I think that's something that, you know, if you look at some of the people who, you know, the mainstream spiritualists, for want of a better way of describing them, that espouse gratitude as, you know, the thing that changed their lives, often they're talking about, like, you need to be grateful for everything. Like, you need to be grateful for all the things that are challenging and all of that stuff. But in that moment, that's really bloody hard. And actually, we don't necessarily want to be grateful for that in the moment. But later on, let's be grateful for the challenge and the result that happened at the end, right? Like, the fact that we're no longer in it is something to be grateful for.
Yeah, and I think one of the other the positives of gratitude, and I was actually talking to a client about this morning, we were talking about anxiety and how it, you know, plays out. And actually there's a real sense of, if you can be grateful in that moment for that feeling, you can then actually start to take it for what it is. Like, you're not pushing it down, you're not trying to ignore it. You're not hiding from it. You're just actually pulling it forward. And I think that's something that we all need to be a lot more mindful about with our thoughts, is that when we push stuff down or we try not to think about stuff, it comes even more. And actually, that's where gratitude can be really helpful, because it just changes the energy of it. So I agree. Sometimes there are times where it's like, how on earth can I be grateful for any of this? It's an absolute shit show. Like, this is not helping me in any way, shape or form. But actually, if we can use the opportunity to bring forward the thought and be much more clear on what is going on in our minds, being more conscious of what we're thinking, it allows us to then be able to go through and change that. You know, it's understanding that we get to choose how we show up in every instance. And we forget that, particularly in moments of high emotion or high stress. We forget that we actually have choices. We can make choices about how we show up. And I've certainly had times this week where the emotion has been very, very big, and it's been almost too much to handle. And making a conscious choice about how I want to think in that space has been really difficult. But actually, I'm much better now that I can be much more articulate about what it is that is actually bothering me, rather than being caught up in the whole big thing. I can pull it apart and see what the real problem is. And that's something that comes with practice. And it's definitely something that has come with gratitude, because it allows me to be more aware of things. It brings me into the moment. It brings awareness to where I am in this particular moment. And anything we can do that brings us into our self, into the present, you know, we always talk about you've got to be present and blah blah blah, but actually in that moment the only thing that matters is where you are at that time, and that just is so calming, and is able to, you can just ground yourself in that moment. And I think gratitude is a really positive thing to do there. In terms of like a trick that has really helped with gratitude, because sometimes I had a book, and it was a beautiful book, and you know, anyone who knows me knows I love a journal. I have many of them. I like to write in them for at least a week, and then normally it will get put on a shelf and I'll start my next beautiful new journal. So I'm definitely a starter, not a finisher in that respect. But this one I did really well, and you had to write three things you were grateful for in the morning and three in the evening. And the first, you know, week was fine, because I could say, oh yeah, I'm grateful for my health and my family and my blah. And then a weekend, I was like, oh man, I can't just repeat all the other stuff that I've done. This is just going to get really boring really quickly. And I happened to be looking on Instagram, and I think it was, who wrote Big Magic? Elizabeth Gilbert, I think it was her. And she'd done what's called a gratitude bomb. And basically what you do is you take a piece of paper and you divide it into a number of sections, and you have, you know, work, home, relationships, spirituality, other. I'll find a picture of it and I'll share the link to it. And then in each of those boxes you write what you're grateful for. And yeah, it's a relatively decent space, so you have to put quite a lot of things down. And it was a really great way to start thinking about all of the things, not just the big, you know, I'm grateful for my house. Well, of course I'm grateful for my house, but actually I'm really grateful for the artwork I've got on the walls, and I'm really grateful for the picture that I've got in my bedroom that my sister did, because every time I look at it I have a connection to her. Or the painting that I've got in my office that I got given for my 40th, that makes me really happy. You know, and it's, you're able to start looking at the things and having a reason as to why you're grateful for it, rather than just the big, I'm grateful for my health. Well, be grateful for that, but why? And I think that really helps change the practice and makes it a bit more fun, because otherwise it does get a little bit boring just listing, you know, the five top things that you're grateful for.
Yeah, and I think, you know, as we head into the end of the year, and it, you know, it has been another tough year for a lot of people. You know, where I can't open a news outlet website or newspaper or anything like that without seeing something about like the cost of living, or the impact of the pandemic, or you know, the rising crime rate, or something. Like, there's always something that reminds us that actually the world isn't in a good, healthy space right at this moment. But on top of that, there's also, you know, a lot to be grateful for. A lot of people who were perfectly healthy at the start of this year aren't anymore. And so that's something to be grateful for if you're not that person. And, you know, or if it's someone that you're close to, gratitude for the fact that they're able to access healthcare and that kind of stuff. Like, there's always ways to kind of navigate that, I suppose. And as we head into the end of the year and we're heading into, you know, what is essentially the third year of 2020, I think, you know, we are we are in a space where there is good reason to be optimistic about the future, and that's something to be grateful for. And, you know, we are still maintaining connection with good people and doing all of those things. And so it really is just an opportunity to kind of reflect on where you're at and do a little bit of that sort of, you know, I mean, in America, Canada's already had Thanksgiving. America's got it coming up. But Thanksgiving in that form may not necessarily be something that I would, you know, say is a good thing. But Thanksgiving in general, when we're thinking about giving thanks for who we are, what we do in the world, how we can be in the world, who we're connected to and all of that sort of stuff, I think it's really important that we do lean into that and that we do find ways to express that in whatever way feels good.
Well, I think that's a perfect place to end today's conversation about gratitude, but it's definitely something worth exploring if it hasn't been something on your list to do. And if you already do it, well done. Gold star to all of you. And we will be back again very soon.
Thanks for listening to She Is Wise and Woo. If you enjoyed today's episode, please feel free to share, like, and review. And don't forget to subscribe. For more info about what we do, visit our website, awakeningthewisewoman.com, and check out the show notes for all our links to our socials.